Do you ever feel like you're posting into the void, like no one's reading or watching or even noticing what you're putting out there? In this episode, I'm talking about the quiet power of consistency, the kind that builds trust, connection, and visibility over time. I'll share some stories about consistency so that if you ever wondered whether it's worth it, you'll find out that it is. Welcome to Good Enough Counsellors, the podcast for growing our private practice without the pressure to be perfect. I'm Josephine Hughes, counsellor and creator of Therapy Growth Group, helping you to get the clients that you want and to build the private practice of your dreams. In today's episode, we're talking all about social media, and in particular, we're going to cover the topic of consistency to help you grow your social media so that you can get clients that way. It can feel really hard when you are posting and posting and posting and nothing seems to be happening. So this is the second of my special social media podcasts where I'm talking about what to do when you're in that situation. Last time I talked about content. Today I'm talking about consistency. And in August, I'll cover the last of my three C's, which is all about community. First, I want to relate something that came up for me last week. I was on LinkedIn and someone tagged me in their LinkedIn post to say that they'd recently published a blog. And the post was sharing a vulnerable moment, the moment after you've just published and then you notice that there's a mistake in one of your words. And the author shared that they were going to keep the mistake there because it showed that they weren't perfect, that they were human. And they shared that it had taken them 7 years to actually get round to publishing their first blog post. But what really blew me away was that they credited me with helping them to get to the point where they were ready to publish. So it was years of me talking about things like progress over perfection and overcoming imposter syndrome that had finally helped them to cross the line. You don't need to be ready in order for your voice to matter. And that really made me pause because it's easy for me to think I'm talking into the void. And the 7 years that they were talking about takes me back to about the time I first started up my Good Enough Counsellors group. And my Good Enough Counsellors group has grown from just a few people at the start to 7 years later being more than 14,000 people. And it's grown because I've turned up consistently. And although when I first started it, I wanted it to be a lot better and have a lot more things in it than it did, I just realised the most important thing was to get started. And it's the consistency over time that's actually built it up. So what we're going to talk about today is how you can use consistency as one of the tools in your toolbox to help you grow your social media following. If you think about when you're establishing a relationship with a client, what do you do? Well, one of the first things that you do is you consistently show up at the time that you've actually organised with the client. The client wouldn't last with you for very long if you missed your appointments or didn't show up or kept cancelling them. But when you're committed to a client, you're committed to turning up week in, week out, and for being with them, however difficult the work is. And it's really helpful if you can think about applying the same principle to your social media. You keep turning up week in, week out, even if sometimes it feels a little difficult. And what you're doing when you're doing that is you're building relationships with people on social media. You're showing that you're reliable. You're showing that you're trustworthy you will keep turning up. And also, really importantly, it shows that you really care about people, that people matter, that the reason you're doing this is because you really want to help people. And turning up on social media, okay, a lot of people might take it for granted, but it gives you that consistent, steady presence that people will be able to find you. And it's not as though sort of right at the start of your private practice, you recruit some clients and then that's it, your private practice is built. I think one of the surprising things with me when I first started my private practice was that realization that actually you have to keep marketing all the time, because the sort of business we're in, yes, you do get repeat bookings. And if you say work long term with clients, you'll get repeat bookings for quite a long time. But eventually, hopefully, the client is ready to finish and then it's time to fill their space again. So with private practices, it's a process of continuous marketing. And that's what we need to bear in mind when we're working on social media. We're continuously marketing all the time. We're trying to attract new people into our world. And social media actually does take time. So if you've just started your social media and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm not seeing any results yet, it is really important to remember that it's a long game. What people have to do is they have to get used to seeing you, they have to decide that you're worth following, and then they need to see quite a lot of the posts that you're doing in order to get to know you and to trust you. And you're taking them on a journey. So the first time someone lands on your social media page is not the moment they're going to book in with you. You take them on a journey. And if you think about it, over time, you'll get people joining the journey at later times. So all the time you're working with people, you might have people who are quite close to booking you, but equally, you've got people who are further back down the line, and you need to encourage them to move along with you as well. And consistency can really help with this process. If you're only posting occasionally, you don't give people the opportunity to get to know you, the opportunity to form a virtual relationship with you, the opportunity to learn that you're trustworthy and that it is worth trying to book in with you. So consistency over time is what helps to yield results. I've got an example of this working in action. Bear with me. It's to do with Facebook adverts. And I don't know whether you're like me, but I'm really noticing at the moment that Facebook is targeting me for the things that I like to buy. Their adverts are working really well with me. And one of the things that I was searching for recently was something called Chub Rub Shorts. So for anybody who hasn't come across these before, they're to help people whose thighs have grown a little too large to be comfortable in the summer weather. And you pop these shorts on and they just help your thighs not to suffer with friction. So I sort of started to search around for these, and sure enough, Facebook started sending me various adverts. And I'm the sort of person, it takes me a while to decide whether or not I'm going to invest my money in something. But the fact that I just kept getting these adverts again and again and again, it just kept reminding me, yeah, I need to get that sorted out. Yeah, I think I'm willing to spend the money. Yeah, I think these are going to be worth it. And even then, I still didn't take the decision. I've actually just taken the decision today. And I've bought some today, because finally, that consistency of seeing the adverts again and again and again, it finally got through to me. I remembered that it was something that I wanted to do. I made up my mind. I saw some testimonials and I just thought, yeah, I'm going for it. That's the power of consistency. I'll let you know how I get on with them. But the thing is, you know, we're all busy, aren't we? We all keep meaning to do stuff. And if you're consistent and you keep showing up on people's feeds, they're going to remember you eventually. And then when they are looking for a therapist, if you continue to keep showing up, they're going to think, yeah, there's that therapist. I really must get booked in. So keep showing up. And something to remember is that the algorithms seem to reward consistent posters as well. And what I've noticed is that if I interact with somebody's post, then I will see more of their subsequent posts. And in fact, sometimes it'll show me their previous posts as well, because it's worked out that this is something that I like. And so it sends me more of what I like, because that keeps me on the platform and exposes me to more adverts. So working with the algorithm, if you're consistent and you're consistently posting, it means that the algorithm will be able to show people what you've done. And I found recently, someone found a 2021 post, so 4 years ago, and they commented on that post from 4 years ago. So the fact that I've got this stuff out there, sometimes I do get comments on posts that go back quite a long way. And I don't know why, I don't know how it happens, but the fact that I'm there, you know, I've got a big back catalogue of stuff. So if anybody wants to find out about me, they can spend time going through my feed and looking things up. And it's helpful from that point of view, because say somebody is looking for a therapist right at this moment, if they can go through your back catalogue of stuff, then the fact that you've been showing up, they can see that you keep turning up consistently, and they can look at things that you've published in the past. And one of those things might just be the post they need to read that makes them contact you. I know one of the things that people worry about is, you know, deluging people with too many posts. Will I be annoying people if I keep posting? And I think the resounding answer is no. And if you do annoy people, they probably aren't going to be your client anyway. I follow people and I just love to see their posts because I'm really interested in what they've got to say. And to be honest, they don't post enough for me. Maybe someone's posting once a day and I think, oh, I'd love to know a bit more about what's going on. So although we think that we could be posting too much, remember that people don't see everything you post. You've got to be really dedicated to be and following someone really closely to see everything they post. Perhaps I'm a bit of a stalker, I don't know, but I think it's really helpful to remember that you can post things a lot and people won't feel overwhelmed by your posting. You're just one person in a whole sea of other posts. And what happens is people are on social media at different times, on different days, and so they may not see a particular post. So it's okay to repeat it. Say you're doing something themed around a particular week, like Mental Health Awareness Week. You could post quite a few posts about that. People who enjoy seeing your posts will enjoy seeing the variety, and people who haven't seen your posts are more likely to catch one or two posts that you put out that particular week. So don't be scared of posting often. I find a helpful little thing that I was told by one of my coaches is post at least one more time than you're comfortable with, because you probably aren't posting enough. So doing at least one other post will help to increase that output and that consistency. One of the things that I found really helped me at the start was when I was doing live videos, I did the live videos at a certain time each week. So I did it on a Tuesday at 5 p.m. And what I found is that people turned up for that post week in, week out, because they knew that I was going to be doing it. And obviously with live feeds, you get the chance to interact with people, which they enjoyed as well. But just that consistent time and place helped people to know that I was going to be turning up and they would turn up too. And that gave me more of an opportunity to build up a relationship with them. So being consistent means that people know when you're going to be around as well, and they look forward to it and might put it in their diary. What I'd like to talk about next is just how to be consistent, because we're all really busy. I know we're really busy. And when I was talking about posting more than once a day, I could imagine that some of you were thinking, oh my goodness, you know, I've struggled to post once a week. How could I possibly post more than once a day? I think it's really important to say that, you know, especially at the start, you probably won't be posting more than once a day. Even I struggle to post more than once a day. I think it takes quite a bit of organisation to do that. So don't worry if you're not posting more than once a day, and don't worry if you can't post every day. For me, I'll definitely post 4 days a week. Try and make it five, and sometimes if you're lucky, you'll get some posts during the weekend. But quite often, by the weekend, I just have, that's it, I need to turn off from social media for a while. But here's some ideas about how to be consistent, even if you're just posting once a week or two or three times a week. If I was to recommend something, I'd say try posting three times a week. But if you can't post three times a week, even once a week will make a difference. So here's some ideas. People recommend that you batch process your posts. So this means that you could form a habit where you say to yourself, I'm going to work on my social media on this day of the week at this time. And I find this really helpful for my podcast in that I always know that Tuesdays and Thursdays are podcasting days. And it means that I don't need to think about it until I get to Tuesday or Thursday. But also I've got that time set aside in my diary, and that helps me to know that I will be doing stuff. It helps me to be less panicky about the things that I do have to do. But also it helps me because that's the day I do my podcasting. So I get up in the morning and I'm ready to do podcasting. So try setting aside an hour or two. It might be a morning, it might be an afternoon, where you think to yourself, okay, this is where I am going to produce my social media posts. At this point, I would like to be honest with you about the way I publish my social media posts, and certainly for my Facebook posts, which is where I really do focus most of my attention. I tend to do those on a day-to-day basis. I'll start writing the post in the late afternoon and publish it at around 7 or 8 p.m. But some people much prefer to have a space where they write their posts. I don't do this for Facebook. I might do it for my podcasting. I don't do this. But I have spoken to people who say what they find is it really helps their brain. So what they do is they might find when they start writing the first post, it's actually quite slow. But by the time they get to the second or the third, they've really got into the writing groove and it's much quicker. So if you think that might suit you, then please do try that. And you may find that that really does help you to get that consistency going. For me, it's more of a habit that I will do it every day. But what I would like to do actually is try and build the writing time into my week as well. And I really would like to give that idea a go just to see if it makes me write a little bit more quickly. So batching, that's one thing that you could do. Having a habit where you set aside time each week is another thing you could do. And the way that you can use these posts is you can then use the schedulers that are available to you. So at the end of writing all your posts or producing all your posts, you then schedule them in and then you can just forget about them until they come out. It helps the consistency because they're already in there. And I use the native Meta Business Suite scheduler for my posts. I'll pop them into there. But there are commercial packages available, and I have got one, I just haven't used it yet. But some of the commercial ones are quite good because they will let your posts repeat as well, and you can set up a schedule for them to repeat over the next month, or you know, they can repeat in 3 months or 6 months, whatever you want the regularity to be, because people forget what you've published. And also you've got new people joining your little community at all stages. So you know, you might publish something that you think you've published six times before, but it will be the first time a new person in your community has actually seen it. And even for the people who have seen it half a dozen times before, they probably have forgotten it. And if it's good, they'll probably really enjoy seeing it again anyway. So please don't worry about reusing your posts. And this is one of the really useful things that you can do, is repurpose your posts. Just use them again and again and again, and it'll really help your consistency. Something that I came across at the conference I was at recently was one of the speakers saying, if you're not reusing your posts, it's a bit like paying to have an advert produced and then you only show it once. You think about adverts and you think, how often do you see an advert on the TV? And the first time you see it, it might make you laugh, but you might not notice all of the message. And then after three or four times, you'll be familiar with it and the message will get through. So don't worry about reusing your posts. It helps people to become more familiar with you, and also it helps you because you're not having to think of new posts all the time. And then finally, on the idea of consistency, what I wanted to share was the fact that over time, it adds up. So I mentioned the fact that my Facebook group has got 14,000 members in it. You know, that encourages me to keep going. I keep a note of my podcast episodes. So I've got a planning document where I keep all the details of it together. And it's so lovely to see the spreadsheet growing. And I'm looking back now and thinking, wow, I've done all these episodes of this podcast. I think this one is maybe episode 73. And I just think, wow, that's amazing. I've done 73 weekly episodes. And that really does motivate me and give me a good feeling. So perhaps you could think about, how could I bring that into my social media posting? How can I keep a record of my consistency? Because sometimes it's not about who's watching. It's about the effort that you're putting in and being able to look back and say to yourself, gosh, look, you know, I've done all of this. It can help to keep you going. And remember that you're just learning, you're just starting, and it takes time to learn how to do this. So the more posts you do and the more episodes that I do, the better we get. And I definitely think, you know, 73 episodes in, things have definitely improved. So you keep going, because all the time, every single post that you do, every single episode that I do, you learn something new. So don't give up, keep going. Now, at this point, I'd love to share something that's coming up in Therapy Growth Group in July. What we're talking about this month is all about your identity. We're talking about your values and your brand identity. And one of the things we've got coming up is how to show up authentically in your marketing. And that is on Tuesday, the 24th of July at 7:30 p.m. And it's all about how you can show up in your marketing and show people who you really are, so that you're not some sort of bland counsellor that looks just like the next counsellor who's publishing posts on Mental Health Awareness Week, that actually you come across in a way that's unique to you. If you'd like to be a part of that, it's really simple to join Therapy Growth Group. There's a link in the comments, but just pop along to josephinehughes.com/work-with-me. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll find details of Therapy Growth Group there. I'd love to see you, and I'd love to support you in your social media output. And if you're listening to this episode at a later date, please remember that I do record a lot of the calls, and they are available to you in Therapy Growth Group, along with action steps that you can take each week to grow in your marketing. Now, as I was just saying, it's really helpful to be able to reuse posts. And the wonderful thing about consistency is that you build up a bank of posts. And that's what I've done with my podcast episodes. So it's a whole year has passed, and I have last year's episode about August social media. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some ideas for summer campaigns for August, but also you may like to listen back to episode 20, the social media toolkit for August that I brought out last year, because a lot of what we do is what's known as evergreen content. So my podcast episode from last year is evergreen because the same social media dates are coming up this year. So if you want to learn how you can use the Happiness Happens month, which is one of the themes that I chose for August last year, just go along to episode 20 to get some ideas. So I don't want to repeat myself. And as we move on to talk about August this year, I'll just give you a few reminders about different things that are coming up. Obviously, August is often a time when people are on holiday, certainly for anybody with school-age children. They're going to have children at home over the holidays. And this might be received in different ways. Some people really enjoy having the kids at home. Others are longing for them to go back to school. And even without kids, there's many people who are having holidays at this time of year. And so it's really helpful if you can think about your niche and think about how holidays might affect them. We have this lovely vision, don't we, of what holidays should look like. How often do they live up to that dream? I can remember when my kids were younger, we'd go away on holiday and we'd have really lazy holidays, actually, and that would be lovely for the first few days. But then I would start overthinking and I would get really anxious. And sometimes holidays weren't that much of a rest for me. People see the photos, don't they? They see the family around the swimming pool with everybody smiling. They don't really see what goes on behind that image. And I think it's really helpful as therapists if we can acknowledge that sometimes holidays aren't as lovely as they're supposed to be. So that could be something that you talk about. I had a conversation with a couples counsellor recently, and they were saying, I get really busy in January after Christmas, but I don't know what to do at this time of year. How can I help couples at this time of the year? They're not coming forward. And I said, but think about couples who are going on holiday together, and then they discover that actually this enforced time together is not something that they want or that they enjoy. And that can be a chance for you to reach out to them. So think about your particular niche and how they may be experiencing holidays. And if you want some holiday related days, we've got Lazy Day, Relaxation Day and Beach Day. They're all coming up in August. And I'll pop the dates, the actual dates, into the show notes of the podcast. Moving on to think about families, obviously you've got A-level results coming up and GCSE results. And if you haven't got teenagers within your niche, then there's also back to school that comes up towards the end of the month or earlier if you're in Scotland. But also we've got International Youth Day that's coming up in the middle of the month on the 12th. So that's another day where you could focus in maybe on young people. And there's also a bit of a family theme in terms of the days that are coming out. You've got Sisters Day, you've got Son and Daughter Day, you've got Gay Uncle Day, and you also have Middle Child Day. So a lot there to do with family relationships. So you might like to do a little theme around family relationships that tie in with those particular days. And again, what I'll do is I will pop those dates into the show notes. And it wouldn't be a social media podcast from me if I didn't mention cats and dogs. Because every month, there's always days where you can get people to engage with your posts by talking about their pets. So various days that you've got coming up is International Cat Day. You've got Appreciate a Black Cat Day, and you've also got Spoil Your Dog Day. So lots of days there where you can get engagement on your posts by asking people about their pets. And it's also World Photography Week and World Photography Day. They're coming up in August too. And that would be a great chance to get people to share their favourite photos with you. Because again, people love to share. And it's a great way of just getting people to engage with your page. And that helps your posts to be seen by more people. As I mentioned, I am so proud that I have reached episode 73 of the Good Enough Counsellors podcast. And at this point, I really want to thank you for being part of my Good Enough Counsellors community. I love to hear from you. I love to get feedback. Please feel free to contact me if you want to feedback about the podcast or anything that's in it, or ask me any questions. You can get in touch with me via my website, josephinehughes.com. Just go to the contact page and I always pick up messages that way. Thanks so much for being part of my audience. And don't forget, you can come along and join Therapy Growth Group. It's open and available at the moment. So if you're looking for more support, you'll be able to work with me directly within the group alongside so many other lovely therapists. It's a really supportive community. So if you're feeling a little bit alone in your private practice journey, do come along and join us, where we'd be really happy to support you and get to know you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Do come and join my Facebook community, Good Enough Counsellors. And for more information about how I can help you develop your private practice, please visit my website, josephinehughes.com. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love it if you could share it with a fellow therapist or leave a review on your podcast app. And in closing, I'd love to remind you that every single step you make gets you closer to your dream. I really believe you can do it.